went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I'll be the one answering that phone. It is a direct line to me. So if you'd like to ask your question or get some help, definitely the best way to get a hold of me. If you don't want to call me, you could email me. My email address is docrick or docrick@spineboy.com. Again, that's docrick@spineboy.com. You can come to a free class. You could read any of my books. You could certainly go to my website, which is spineboy.com. That is probably the most complete website that you will find on healthcare out there, because it's actually going to give you solutions, not just simply recommend medication. So that would be a good resource for you. But you can continue listening to this show. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and it's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you, the listener, when your health matters. And the man that helps me convey information to you and create some clarity and talk about the different topics that we talk about, he's the man behind the scenes. His name is Mark Sabin. He's in studio with me, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here, as always, to be able to talk about the kinds of situations that people are facing with their health. And one of the things that I think is really important for us to talk about is how do you identify health issues? Because I know that in your practice, you rely on the ability of the body's ability to heal itself. And because of that, you don't turn to drugs. And I wonder how you came about arriving at that choice, and how did that approach come up?
Well, Mark, as you know, early on in my education process, I wanted to be a heart surgeon, and my ego thought it would be exciting to deal with such life and death situations on a daily basis. And then my higher self thought better of it and said, if I could prevent heart disease instead of treating heart disease and having some survive and some die, I would rather treat the cause and prevent heart disease as my first choice. And I've been doing that and been on that quest ever since. And I've saved lives over the past 30 years, and no one has died under my care, Mark.
Wow. Well, that's good. It's certainly different than if you're a heart surgeon and somebody dies on the table in surgery.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. And it's not due to their lack of wanting the best interest of their patient, but sometimes patients are slow on the uptake and they let things get too far. It's mm-hmm. always fascinating to me where they go in for a routine physical and they find out they have stage 4 something or other. And it's like, uh-huh. okay, well, what happened to stage 1 through 3? Well, they obviously didn't think they had a problem, and they ignored it. So sometimes, you know, patients are the ones that are doing the harm that the doctors aren't able to make up the difference of, and it's sad when that happens. And it's one of the reasons why I like to do this show is because I don't want people to ever end up in those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And if you approach a person from the point of view of health, well, what do you do when somebody's sick?
Well, again, address the cause or the reason for their sickness, and their sickness goes away on its own. And then we discuss how to never become sick and do the work necessary to foster that outcome. And it's actually quite fun. It's very rewarding, and it's tremendously gratifying to see people embrace a different way of thinking rather than chase and mask symptoms their whole life.
Yeah, and a different way of thinking that you approach things with is that you work on treating the person more than the symptoms that walks into your office.
Absolutely, I do. And we trace back the reason or the mechanism and discuss the cascade that's involved and then come to the understanding of fixing the corruption within their system and in their thinking that created the issue to begin with. And then funny things happen. Their body just starts to get well on its own, because if you do the right thing, then the right result is going to show up.
Mm-hmm. And if you're treating the whole person and then every aspect of that person, that it must mean that part of your practice is to spend more time with your patients than typically in a medical environment.
Well, absolutely I do. I spend a lot of time with my patients. I give them a lot of time. I learn about all aspects of their lives, their relationships, their jobs, and how all of it affects them and their health. And we come up with a plan together that makes sense on how to restore balance, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually at a minimum. And we help give the patient the understanding that they need to take back control of their health, mm-hmm. and I'm just the facilitator that helps get them to that final health outcome that they've been looking for.
You know, my experience of going to the doctor has often happened in this way. I come in, I'm complaining about some vague discomfort somewhere. The doctor sits there and types on the computer screen. Most of the time I'm in the office, and he or she might do a quick exam and palpating me and listening to my heart and lungs, that sort of thing. Then, based on what I say, the doctor might order some additional tests and typically offer some sort of prescription to alleviate my symptoms. Now, 5 minutes later, I'm walking out of the office with another appointment to check back on the test results and how the medication's working. So your approach is really nothing like that.
No, it is not, Mark. And I apologize for the experience that you have, but that's the experience of healthcare. Healthcare is about keeping you stuck in the web of healthcare so mm-hmm. that you actually never get out, and you're constantly contributing to the keeping the doors open of these facilities, because you never actually get to what it is. There's always another test. There's always coming back. There's always, we got to check this. We got to reevaluate. And it's just like, okay, so when do I no longer have my problem? And so the example of what you do at your MD, do you come away feeling satisfied when you go in for those kinds of visits?
No, because you're waiting for something else to happen another day.
Right. And you always have to come back. And so for me, when a person comes for an evaluation at my office, we're going to spend an hour and a half. An hour and a half. And in that hour and a half, we're not only going to discover what your health issues are, we're going to help you understand how we're going to discover that. Then we're going to do the evaluation to discover what you have. And then we're going to develop a plan on how we're going to address the various problems that you have mm-hmm. in an order that makes sense to both you and what your body's asking for. And so when you leave my office after your first visit, you know a few things. You definitely know what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely know why it's wrong with you. You definitely know what we're going to do in order to get rid of the why so that you can go back to being healthy. And you walk out of there with a sense of what direction and what the plan is in order to accomplish all of that. That's all accomplished on the very first visit.
Wow. Wow. And you're looking for the cause. Do you also treat the symptoms?
Well, the symptoms are the outcome of addressing the cause. When your body produces a symptom, it is the outcome of not being able to balance itself. So it reacted to an imbalance that it has in such a way that ultimately manifests in symptoms. So symptoms are the last thing to show up. Symptoms are the first thing to go away. Why? Because we've talked in past shows about that magic 40% threshold. You have to be less than 40% of normal functioning in order to have a symptom. So if I get you to 41%, do you have symptoms at that point, Mark?
Symptoms disappear.
Right. The symptoms are gone, but you're functioning at 41%. Is that where you want to be?
Not at all.
Where would you like to be?
100%.
As close to 100% as possible. And depending upon the damage or the longevity of a particular issue, getting back to 100% may not be possible, but getting you above 41% certainly is possible. And so my job is to get people out of crisis. So symptoms come in at the very beginning of their care. And that's usually a symptom is usually what brings a person into the doctor's office anyway.
Right. Yeah. And so since you can't use drugs, how do you treat a patient?
I treat every patient based upon who the patient is. And so that depends on the patient, what their complaint is, the mechanism of cause, et cetera. Suffice to say, Mark, we will find the source and address the cascade mechanism and handle the issue to its completion, and every person is different. We will look at them from a physical perspective, a mental perspective, an emotional perspective, a nutritional perspective, an allergic perspective, a toxic perspective. And occasionally, if the person's open to it and they develop a certain amount of trust within me, we'll look at their spiritual issues as well.
Uh-huh. So what kind of results do your patients get?
Oh, to be honest, Mark, it's like everything else in life. We're going to get mixed results. And I say that because not everyone I see does everything I ask them to do or doesn't tell me everything that they do to create their problem. It's interesting. I had a woman in my office today who I've seen probably for the last better part of a year. Okay. I've seen her probably 10, 11 times because I basically see her once a month. And she came in this last visit just this past Sunday with her daughter. And so I got to meet her daughter, and her daughter's 18 years old and is a freshman in college, and she's studying nursing, and she wants to get into the nursing program. Uh-huh. And so she's sitting there with her mom, and so I'm asking my patient, I said, so how are you doing? She says, okay, now I'm ready to tell you the whole story.
That's
I said, excuse me?
What?
I said, I want to tell you all the things that are wrong with me because you fixed all the things that I first came in with, but I haven't told you everything that's wrong with me. And I'm just like, time out a second. We went through my consultation, and in my consultation, I ask you, is there any other health issues you need help with or you would want addressed? And you told me no. And now here you are roughly a year later, and you're telling me, well, now I want to bring you the big thing because you've gotten rid of all these little other problems that I was having that were a nuisance. But now I really want help with this chronic long-term health issue that I've had for a number of years. And I'm like, okay, we're in a position to do that. But it was fascinating to me that after roughly about a year of being under my care, she finally decided to tell me what her real reason for calling me was initially.
Wow, that's so interesting that... But I guess everybody works differently.
Right. But the nice thing is that everybody gets results, and it's not everybody gets results exactly the same because you can't treat everybody the same. So the way things go in my office is we help to identify and to develop a program specific for the individual to get them back. Now, they may have similar imbalance. Like everybody that comes into my office has a dysbiosis. They have a digestive imbalance because of all the ways we trash our digestive system. And you can listen to previous podcasts if you want to catch up on that, or go to my website to catch up on that piece of information. But suffice to say, every person has a health problem because they have a digestive problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we're eventually going to address a person's digestive issues, but not everybody responds the same way in the same order, you know. And so there's no cookie cutter. There's no one-size-fits-all mentality. So we treat people as individuals, and they get their individuated results. And knock on wood, all the patients that stick with with me and do what I ask them to do, they end up becoming lifetime patients because I help them back to being healthy, and they want me to continue to help them stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. And you said that, you know, as a practice member, this woman that you were talking about was coming in once a month, so regular visits over time, and then you are able to help people keep a more health maintenance program rather
exactly. It's a health maintenance program. It's interesting. It reminds me of a story. I had a woman come into my office who was a nurse at a major metropolitan hospital in New York. And she came to me because she didn't want what medicine was going to offer her, because she sees the effects of what medicine offers people as an intake nurse in this major metropolitan mm-hmm. hospital. So when she came to me, she told me what her problem was, and she had heard that I could help. But she walked out of my office having a healthy amount of skepticism. But she stuck with it because she didn't want to go the medical route. And now she's one of my best patient advocates. She refers patients to me all the time as a nurse. Uh-huh. Why? Because she'll say to the people that she helps to take care of, listen, I know that this is what we're doing and this is what your doctor has recommended. But if you ever have a time where you're not happy with the results that are going on here, please let me know, because I have somebody that I think can also help you, but in a more natural way. And every single one of the people that she deals with takes her up on it.
Uh-huh.
And so now she said, Dr. Rick, when I first came to see you, I'm going to tell you, I thought you were a quack. I thought you were a wacko. I was like, what the hell am I doing in this guy's office? Because not because what you were saying didn't make sense, but what you were saying basically went against my whole educational understanding of what got me into nursing and what I've been practicing in nursing for over 20 years. Now, you're telling me things that goes counterintuitive to everything that I've been taught and practiced for 20 years. But I couldn't argue with it because it made such perfect sense. And it started me questioning myself and my education and what they teach people going through the nursing program. Is that really accurate teaching? And I still love being a nurse. I still love helping people. But now, you know, anytime she has an issue, her son has an issue, her husband has an issue, they're all patients in my office. Why? Because we do things naturally. But how I treat her versus how I treat her son versus how I treat her husband, they're all different because they're different people, they have different issues, and they have different states of imbalance.
Well, you know, something you said there is very interesting, because it must be an uphill battle for you to be able to work with people who have these prejudices against the type of practice you have.
Well, that's just it, Mark. I go into it knowing it's going to be an uphill battle. That's why my first visit is an hour and a half, because I'm going to have to disavow them of the current understanding that they have. And we do that mm-hmm. very simply by asking them, if you're to keep doing what you've always done with the medical perspective, do you actually see yourself getting better? And they're like, well, that's why I'm here, because the answer is no. I don't see taking blood pressure medication as being a solution. Mm-hmm. I don't see taking diabetes medication as a solution. I know that taking cholesterol medication isn't going to be a solution. If anything, it's going to be a doorway into bigger problems. That's why I'm here. So even if I have to disavow them of their current way of thinking, and I have to open the door to a new way of thinking, and when I open the door and we do it very hands-on and we do it with examples and we help them to see and we let them ask their questions and mm-hmm. we help to hold their hand to get them to better understanding, when we finally get through that process, they've actually had a transformation in the way that they think. And if I've done a good job, which I do roughly 97% of the time, they come back for their next visit. The other roughly 2.7 to almost 3% of people decide that what I'm doing is too out of the box for them to wrap their head around, and they don't come back. Mm-hmm. Or they end up coming back, like I had a patient this week who came back 5 years later. And they said to me, Dr. Rick, I didn't understand what you said the first time, and I guess that was my fault because I didn't ask enough questions, but I let it sit and I thought about it. And I'm back now because I think that you were saying something that I now understand. So now I want to follow through with the care.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, there are normal fluctuations in health, right? I mean, you get exposed to something. You may have an accident. You may overdo it, overwork out or something. And you work with patients to bring them back into balance. That's your approach.
That's the main process that goes on with my longstanding patients. We keep them in check. They come in monthly for their, quote, Hunt tune-up, and they like feeling well. And you're right, Mark. Life happens, and they do get out of balance. And the difference is they know what they did, and they know what they need. And I give them that and support their process, and everyone
mm-hmm.
wins.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing you do is you work collaboratively with medical doctors. Your type of health care can help support someone who is getting some sort of serious treatment. You mentioned, you know, somebody was on blood pressure medication or diabetes medication. And in the process of working with you, you can also help that process of weaning somebody off and getting them back to being in balance where they won't need necessarily to take that particular medication.
Right. And again, it depends on the circumstance, the person, their openness, and their willingness to embrace a different way of thinking. And it's I had a patient once who was insulin-dependent diabetic. And they came to me as a late teenager, early 20-year-old, and they've just finished their first third of being in their 20s. And they've worked with me for, you know, about 3 years. Uh-huh. And we've reduced the amount of insulin that they need because we're making their system function more effectively. And their endocrinologist is having a problem with that. Having a problem in the sense that, one, they didn't want to talk to me, and that's perfectly their right. They think that what they're doing is the right way to do things, and mm-hmm. I understand that methodology of thinking. But if their patient who's under my care, in addition to what you're doing for them, now requires less insulin, why would you argue with that? Well, you argue with it because if you're getting a stipend every month for the amount of insulin that you dispense, then I'm actually cutting into your income as a result of getting your patient to require less insulin.
And we've had a lot of issues with insulin, and the cost of insulin now has become really out of balance.
Right. And so at the end of the day, what I think is that the patients need to be the one in charge, and they're the ones who have the final say. And I, as their doctor, their physician, I am a facilitator. I'm a gateway to help them to better health, and that we as practitioners, regardless of what discipline we have, need to work together for the best interest of the patient, and we need to check our ego at the door and not, you know, anytime somebody comes into my office and they told me they had a miraculous experience away from my office, I question the hell out of them in terms of what did they do and what did they experience mm-hmm. and what was the thinking and all of that kind of stuff. Because I want to, if there's a better way to do what I'm doing, I want to find out what it is so that I can help more people more efficiently at less cost. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I've had people who I've gotten who've been queued up for surgery to have their gallbladder removed because of gallstones, and I help them get rid of their gallstones, and then the doctor's just like, well, good for you. I'm glad it worked for you, and I'm on to the next patient. And they don't ever ask a question as to what did you do? Maybe I should talk to your provider because maybe there's some people that we can share in common and we can get a better result, not for us, but for the patient, because mm-hmm. we're in the business of helping people. Because that's the mission of all human beings, is to help and serve other people.
And I think there will be those people who are skeptical about what you do and whether you can actually get people off of medication. But in the case with this insulin-dependent young person, if they're reducing the amount of insulin they need, that's a scientific fact. That's not something that is an opinion. I mean, the amount of insulin you need in order to be able to stay alive as a diabetic is a life or death kind of thing.
It can be, and that's why it's important. And so I just want the listener to appreciate the fact that if you don't like the results that you're getting and you're tired of being tired and you're sick of being sick and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you need to look at a different way. And I would like to be the person who opens the door to a different way. And you don't necessarily have to walk into it. But I promise you that your world will change if you come into that room versus staying out of that room.
Well, this is a fabulous conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I would like to talk to you some more about this subject, about how to identify health issues and what you can do to treat health issues without going down the medical path.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Our office is Office 404 in Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me if you have questions would be to call my cell phone directly. I will be the one answering the phone, so you'll be talking directly to me, the doctor. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You could email me and ask a question that way. That would be docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com. Again, D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Come to a free class. You can come to the office and ask your questions. Whatever the case is, I just want to be able to help you to better understanding. That's what the purpose of this show is. It's called When Your Health Matters, and you get to decide when your health matters. And the gentleman that helps me do this is in studio again with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and we were talking about identifying health issues, Mark.
Yeah, and before the break, we were talking about the work you do with other medical professionals, and I'm just wondering sort of how do you ascertain these other aspects of health that have gone down that path?
Well, we use a fascinating tool called manual muscle testing, and it is a direct communication with your communication system or your nervous system. And once we establish proper communication and responses within the nervous system itself, then we can ask questions we need in order to uncover the mystery of health imbalance. And it is miraculous, as you know, Mark.
I do know that. And it's interesting. I mean, this idea of communicating with the nervous system, because you have to put out some kind of, you're working from a conscious way, but you're working with the subconscious part of the body. So how do you link those two so well?
Well, it's interesting, because what's funny is we have computers in our lives, and we are able to determine if there's any corruption within our computer, and we're able to reboot the system, if you will, or reset it back to what its original operating procedures were, et cetera, and we can get rid of problems that way, or we have antivirus software or malware or any of those kinds of things that help to keep corruption from happening. And we don't take enough time to do that with our own main biocomputer called our nervous system. And so what I'm able to do when we use manual muscle testing as a form of neurofeedback is we ask the body a whole bunch of different questions, as many as 175 different questions, to determine, are things working and communicating and responding in a normal, healthy fashion? And when we find circuits that are corrupt or blown or malfunctioning in some way, shape, or form, and we find a series of them, or we find a whole group of them, even if they're not directly related, they're all within the same body, so they're all related to some degree. But, you know, the difference between looking at your endocrine system versus looking at your musculoskeletal system versus your digestive system, there's a relationship within there, but they're all individual systems. And so you could have a corruption within your musculoskeletal system that doesn't necessarily impact your endocrine system. So it's about understanding how to ask the body questions. And once you've established that, and once you and the patient have an equal or at least a strong enough understanding of what we're doing, then we just go into the body and we start asking questions about all these organs, glands, tissues, systems, sensitivities, toxicities, emotions, whatever the case happens to be that's wrapped up into why their body is malfunctioning in a particular way.
You know, and it's interesting because it really is. We hear that word holistic quite a bit, but when you're talking about the way these systems interact, a lot of times when you see medical professions, they're looking at one system. They're looking at your gallbladder, but they're not necessarily looking at the way it links into your skeletal system or your emotional system or your endocrine system.
Right. We have over-specialized healthcare to the point where if you have a heart symptom, you're going to go see your cardiologist.
Right.
If you have a problem in your digestive system, then you're going to see a gastroenterologist. If you have a problem in your respiratory system, then you're going to see a respiratory specialist or a pulmonologist. If you have a problem with your urinary system, you're going to see a urologist. But you're still a person. You're not a urinary tract problem. You're not a respiratory system problem. You're not a heart problem. You're not any of these digestive system problems. You're a person who has an imbalance within that system. But that system is a part of the whole body. And if you don't have a whole body approach and support ability, then you're not going to be doing a service to the patient long term. You're going to be doing a disservice to the patient. Why? Because you're trying to isolate one system that actually has interacts with every other system.
And there's always unintended consequences when you do that.
We call those things side effects.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm starting to see that some of the healthcare facilities make more of an effort to support people to lifestyle changes to improve their health. And lifestyle behaviors are really the biggest contributors to having good health. Medicine's not the best way, is it?
Well, medicine, with all due respect, is for extreme crises, not health maintenance, except they apply the temporary solution to make it a lifelong treatment, and they never address the actual problem. Blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, diabetes medication does not fix the problem, which is why you are put on it for the rest of your life. And people need to wake up to that truth. And it's waking up to the truth to say, listen, doc, I appreciate the help that you give me to get me out of crisis, and I'm glad that you're there for me to help me get out of crisis. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm out of crisis, what are we going to do to actually fix the problem? Because I don't want to be on this medication for the rest of my life. And if you can't offer me something that's going to eventually replace the medication, then I need to go find somebody that can. And it's, again, no disrespect to the medical professional. They are mm-hmm. the emergency providers that are going to help you get out of crisis. And if you really need the emergency providers, then you go to the emergency room. And those people are miraculous providers of triage care to know exactly what to do in split seconds that are life and death situations in order to help the circumstance. So the medical profession has its place in our society, but in terms of what they're doing for health maintenance, they're really not doing a good job. And again, that's just self-evident. That's no disrespect intended. When you're masking symptoms instead of addressing causes, you're never going to get off the masking symptoms care.
Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, I was friends with some ER doctors, and these guys had all come, this was many years ago, so they had all come and had been in Vietnam where they had been on the field. So they understood triage extremely well. They were dealing with real emergency situations. And because of that, they had phenomenal skills when somebody came into the hospital with a gunshot or some kind of crisis thing, even if it's something as simple as a sprained ankle. But they were able to deal with those things immediately. But that's a very particular aspect of medicine.
Right. I don't know. And again, no disrespect to the insanity that goes on in our society, but I'm pretty sure that not every hospital in every part of this country every day or every hour or even every week, certainly in rural areas, do gunshot wounds walk into the emergency room.
Right.
And great, we have a practitioner, we have a provider in our emergency room that knows how to handle that, and it's great that we have them on staff, but, you know, little Johnny has a splinter in his foot. That's the crisis that we typically have to deal with. Or Mrs. Jones went and overdid it out with her girlfriends at the bridge club, whatever, and she ate something wrong, and now she's got, you know, some sort of foodborne illness kind of thing, and we need to triage that.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that a person should go to the emergency room for, but how many of those are you going to get? Well, if you're the only hospital for a couple hundred miles, you may get all the people that live within that radius to come to you, and then you may have a relatively good business. But at the end of the day, most of what goes on are health maintenance issues, and it's about maintaining health. It's not about treating crises. Diabetes is a health crisis, but there's a long cascade that goes into somebody becoming a full-fledged diabetic, and there's things that can be done to keep the person from being a diabetic or from having heart disease or from developing cancer or from developing these are all the things that I deal with on a day-to-day basis to make sure that they never happen.
Right, and that's so important to understand, this idea of health maintenance. And now, a lot of the times you come across these health issues and you're able to treat them with food-based supplements. And with supplementation, doesn't that take time to restore the balance to a patient?
Well, again, Mark, that depends on the person, the problem, and the chronicity of their problem. The whole food supplements we use are designed to give the body what it needs to repair itself, maintain itself, and maintain normal energy. Then they are placed on maintenance products to maintain their health once the repair itself has been handled. Mm-hmm. So based on where we start, everyone is different. And since everyone is different, they need to be treated specific to them as an individual. Again, it's not the one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter medicine where everyone gets the same solution and then manages the side effects in an inefficient treatment and an ineffective way.
So how do you determine what supplement to suggest?
Well, when you have the knowledge that 30 years of experience provides, knowing what to recommend becomes second nature. And we always mm-hmm. ask the body before we make any recommendations, and we let the body determine what the actual course of care is. But suffice to say, when somebody comes into my office and they give me a symptom, I already know what the nutritional solution is for it. Why? Because I've been doing it for 30 years. If I didn't know what the nutritional, if I had to think about it with a case that is pretty much universal to all of our society, then I'm not very good at what it is that I do. So mm-hmm. it's funny. Sometimes people want to know if I'm, quote, psychic or if my intuition is really strong, because they're like, you actually were telling me what my problem was before I finished explaining what my problem was. And how were you able to know that was what my problem was? Well, you know, human beings are, there's only a certain amount of distortion patterns that a body can take. It's kind of like when you're doing a video game. You got two starting moves. If you go through the red door, you're going to have this game experience. If you go through the blue door, you're going to have this game experience. Mm-hmm. But there's no green door or no yellow door. Why? Because you either go left or you go right. You go up or you go down. You know, you go forward or you go backwards. But there's basically two choices to make as a starting point. Once you understand how the body starts to malfunction, it's not hard to reverse that way of understanding and the patterning within the body. Mm-hmm. It's just depending upon how, if you've gone 3,000 miles in the wrong direction, a simple correction is going to put you back on course, but you're not going to know you're back on course until you've overcome the 3,000-mile distortion.
Right, right. Well, and there's nothing like experiences to teach you, and the fact that you have these experiences and this much experience. So when you're working with somebody, because we were talking about the muscle testing that you use to sort of help you analyze and to get more specific and drill down into that person's particular situation, how do you know if it's not just a fluke if somebody's muscles test weak?
Because there's a series of questions that we ask to make sure that the nervous system is upregulating and downregulating properly, that the nervous system is interpreting information correctly, and that the body is open to being questioned. Mm-hmm. Those are precursors that we have to confirm as being true before we have a body that's ready for testing. And if you just go test somebody and they're not ready to be tested, then the results that you're getting is either going to be the agenda that you have, or they're just not going to be accurate results. And so we go through a screening process, if you will, a preparation process to determine that A, the person's home and in their body, mm-hmm. B, they don't have an agenda that they're going to try to use to control the situation, C, that their body is upregulating properly, meaning receiving the data properly, that their brain is interpreting the information accurately, and that the body is responding in a normal process, and that they're open, ready, and feel comfortable in having questions asked and answered. Then once we know all of that's true, now I have a body that's ready to communicate with. It's on board with what we're going to find out. And then we can just sit back like a little kid, and we can be curious about what the mm-hmm. results are going to be.
So how much of this is a subjective experience? I mean, science likes to be what they call objective, where they can repeat the same experience in the same laboratory with the same limitations and the same, as much the same circumstances as possible.
But right, that's a closed system. And the challenge where that falls into being a little bit deficient is the fact that every person, every nervous system, every body is different.
Right.
As a result of them being different, you need to have a system that is relatively universal, but has the freedom to differentiate between one person versus another person. Mm-hmm. Now, the pre-screening that I just went over, making sure that the nervous system's communicating, upregulating, downregulating, and interpreting information properly, that's universal for everybody, but not everybody's body responds favorably to all of that. So if in one of those pre-screenings, we find an issue, I have to fix that issue before I have a body that I can then go evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Having the experience to know that I have to check for the body's preparedness and readiness and willingness is important rather than just getting to it. Now, if you go to a provider who doesn't understand that or doesn't have the knowledge base for that, and they just go to get to it, then you don't necessarily know if the results that you're getting are accurate or not until after the fact.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that's called a side effect,
mm-hmm.
where you find out, well, maybe the treatment that we gave them wasn't appropriate. In fact, that's what a side effect is. It's your body's way of telling you that what you're doing isn't the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
But if I interact with the body correctly, the body will respond correctly, and the body will demonstrate that it's improving, if not all the way improved already. And
so
sometimes it happens quickly, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
I mean, you mentioned the concept of willingness, that the person that's receiving your help has to be willing in order to be able to receive it. So if somebody came in and was resisting this concept, would you be able to offer them the same kind of help?
I can offer them the help.
Can they receive it?
But I will recognize that they're not allowing me to help them. And I will actually have that conversation with them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for some people, what I do, they're just not comfortable with. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's not about me. It's about them.
Right.
It's about helping them.
Right.
And if what I'm going to do, I had earlier on in my career down here in Pooler, I had a very intelligent grad school student, female,
mm-hmm.
who came into my office, and we did the whole manual muscle testing thing. And when we were done doing it, she seemed to be okay with what we did. She didn't ask any questions other than the ones that we went over in the office, and she seemed to be okay. And she went through the process of agreeing with me to come back for her next appointment. And when I called her the morning, the night before she was supposed to come in the following morning, she told me that she wasn't going to come back, and I asked her why, and she said that she felt that my muscle testing violated her religious belief system. And I didn't even know her religious belief system was a concern on the table at the time when we evaluated her. I discussed everything. I showed her how it worked. I offered her scientific proof as to why it's valid. We demonstrated for her several different ways as to how we were figuring things out for her. And she asked intelligent questions, which led me to believe that she was following what I was saying. And never once did her religious beliefs come into the equation. So now she's... I got to appreciate the fact, well, she's a female. Maybe she's not comfortable saying to somebody that she doesn't know very well, no, because she thinks maybe that's going to disappoint me. I don't know what was going on in her head because she didn't share it with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was, she did use her excuse now that there was distance between us because we were talking on a phone line and she wasn't standing in front of me. Now she was more willing to tell me what her absolute truth was the fact that what you do, Dr. Rick, is a little bit strange for me, or it doesn't, I don't know the right questions to ask, but I just feel that it's not right for me, kind of thing. And at the end of the day, I'm fine with that. I hope you get the help that you need someplace else. But my 30 years of experience has shown me that this is the most effective, most efficient, most competent way to treat somebody, because it's not about the subjectiveness of a provider. It's about the objectiveness that's demonstrated through the process of doing the testing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is really a great conversation to be having, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to ask you a few more questions about this idea of identifying health issues and what you can do to improve your health and maintain your health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call me directly on my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I are talking about the ways that we use in order to help identify health issues for people.
One of the things I think that's fascinating about your practice is that if you're trying to find out about your health issues, is that when somebody has had a medical test done, you actually can do an interpretation of those tests, and sometimes your perspective of them is different than what you might get from your medical professional.
Well, that is true. It's interesting because I've been evaluating blood work for people for over 30 years. I actually started doing it when I was in college and definitely in grad school, because part of what we started doing in grad school was evaluating people's blood work and people's mm-hmm. test results. And so I find blood work fascinating because I've seen how the numbers have changed over the years. And anybody who's old enough to know that if your cholesterol was 225 or lower, that was considered normal. And then they made it 200 or lower, and then that was normal. And now it's as low as 150, and then that's considered normal. And it's like, okay, well, actually, 150 is setting people up for cancer and strokes and those kinds of wonderful things. And having cholesterols above 250 is setting people up for heart disease and those kinds of things. And so it's all about balance. It's all about a narrow range of balance, narrow range being a healthy range versus you don't qualify for disease range versus you have full-blown disease range. And so the ranges that you get from the labs on normal blood tests, their normal range is wider than it needs to be. So they actually miss a person headed for a health crisis on your standard blood results. So let's say healthy white blood cells don't want to be above a count of 5.5. But in the medical world, they'll let it go all the way up to 10.9 or 11.
That's a pretty big
What is
gap.
2 times 5.5, Mark?
It's 11.
Right. So your numbers can be twice what normal is and still qualify as normal under a medical review of those lab results. Mm-hmm. So you're walking around with a low-grade infection or an infection that you don't even know that you have because the doctor's saying that your white blood cell count is normal. Okay. Similar thing with the red blood cell count. If the red blood cell count is below a certain number, then we know the person's anemic. But it has to be well below a normal number in order for them to pick up the anemia. And then there's other things like the hematocrit and the hemoglobin concentrations and those sorts of things. What I really enjoy looking at is interpreting the white blood cell count, because the white blood cell count has five fractions to it. And the first fraction is about your neutrophils that tells you if you have an acute infection. The second one is about your lymphocytes, which tells you if you have chronic infection. And then the other three, the eosinophils, the monocytes, and basophils, those three cells tell you if you have some sort of parasitic infection or if you have some sort of chemical exposure or if you have some sort of chronic chemical imbalance within your body kind of thing, and it's the immune system response. So the challenge is if your white blood cell count on its own is above 5.5, then I immediately go to the fractions below that to determine, okay, if the neutrophils are high, I know you have an acute exposure to something. If the neutrophils are are low and your lymphocytes are high, then I know it's a chronic situation. And if any of the other three are involved, then I know that we're dealing with some sort of pathogen that got in that isn't necessarily a bacterium. And we start to take a look at that and understand it. And when you look at a complete blood chemistry, where you're looking at glucose and sodium and potassium and calcium and all of those, and the different liver enzymes and cholesterol and all of that, it's nice to pull that apart because you get a picture, an overall picture of what's going on within the person. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is that most doctors don't order a complete test. They'll order an isolated test, like we'll order a liver panel, or we'll order a cholesterol panel, or we'll order a kidney panel. And it's like, well, you know what? I want to see the person as a whole. So if I order the whole blood chemistry, okay, then I get to see everything that the body's doing and trying to compensate for the disease processes that it has. And if I compare them, those numbers of their results to healthy numbers, not necessarily the medical normal numbers, but what are healthy numbers, then we start to pick up on disease before it actually becomes full-blown disease. And then the person never has to actually have, quote, positive blood results that's going to tell their doctor that they need to be on medication.
Well, that's pretty fascinating that you are able to, with a more precision, I guess, in terms of the range of what normal is or what a balanced system is, determine the direction that a person's health may be headed but hasn't actually arrived there.
Right. And what's interesting is what I've seen, the new trend in the healthcare industry, in the lab industry, is the fact that they're changing the numbers. They're actually, instead of having such a wide range from like a 3.5 to an 11 as being the white blood cell count, okay, if they lower that down and they narrow the range, then they're going to capture more people outside of the normal range in an effort to put them on medication. So they're changing the parameters, not necessarily to help more people, but in an effort to treat more people.
That's, you know, that makes me think, because I know blood pressure changed recently to where they've continued to lower and lower and lower what blood pressure numbers are in order to be able to treat high what they call high blood pressure.
Right, or pre-hypertension.
Yeah.
Right. And so what they're doing is they're figuring out how to monetize the situation more by still not giving people the right solution. It's just recognizing it earlier and earlier in people so that they can treat more and more people for a longer period of time, which just makes their monopoly that much bigger. So when you want to get off of that treadmill of treatment and pushing you in the direction of needing to be on medications, that's when you want to call me, you want to bring your blood results, you want to bring any scans, x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, whatever it is that they've done for you, and get a second set of eyes to interpret it for you, not from a disease perspective, but from the thing that you really want, which is a health perspective. And when you understand what it takes to be healthy and what healthy numbers are, then you can help facilitate the person back to health, not simply keep their symptoms at bay, which is what most medical treatment is anyway.
And that's the foundation of your practice and your orientation. And certainly people who are out there who listen to this show and are beginning to be intrigued by the perspective that you bring to health and this idea of maintaining your health, they may have particular questions, because as we've talked about on the show today, every person is a different person. Every person is unique and their situation is unique. And so if you want to be able to maintain your health, you need to be able to get that particular experience. So if somebody wants to reach out to you again, what's the best way to reach you, and how do you make yourself available?
Well, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That'll be the phone that I will answer, so you'll be talking directly to me. And it always fascinates me that people say, so you are the doctor? And I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, I told you I'd be the one answering the phone. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com, D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. I don't care how you get a hold of me. Just get a hold of me so that I can help you facilitate better health outcomes. I really appreciate you tuning in. I thank you for your listenership. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The
The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came...